From Paul's letter to the church at Rome, applicable to the church in post, these words from chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. So far, so good. More than that, he says, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. The professor has a one-question, fill-in-the-blank pop quiz. Ready? Anything worth doing is worth doing.
Right.
Worth doing right, worth doing well, absolutely. On the other hand, anything worth doing is worth doing badly. It doesn't ring right, does it? But it is, in a way. The first steps you took were not as direct, confident, strong as the next few. First time you wrote your name, no one could read it. Well, that's still true for some of us. But you get the idea that anything worth learning is worth learning in steps and stages such that we get better at it with time. First time you do anything will not be done as well as the next time you do it, and so on and so on. Okay, that's kind of a silly way of looking at it, but I learned that anything worth doing is worth doing badly from my professor in seminary who taught pastoral care and counseling. And he prefaced that remark with the inevitability that happens to people who do this work, that you find yourself in the company of people who are doing things badly. They are wrecking their lives. They are bringing suffering upon themselves by their own actions, their failure to act. They are doing things badly. To which Dr. Phil Anderson said, they're climbing a learning curve. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Meet them where they are. Sometimes of great consequence. We have done relationships badly. All of us have, whether it be that third grade crush or the steady we had in high school or perhaps a marriage or two. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly and persevering. Suffering produces endurance. Some of us have done jobs badly. It's not fun getting fired from a job. It hasn't happened to me often, but it's happened often enough that I'll never forget it. At which point you say, well, what's worth doing next? And what have I learned? Suffering, especially suffering brought upon ourselves, produces endurance. The endurance it takes to climb a learning curve. Learning curves are sometimes steep, the lessons are harsh, and yet it seems characteristic of the lives we share. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly because suffering produces endurance in climbing the learning curve. Endurance produces character. William Faulkner got a D in English. I find that comforting. Stephen King had 60 short stories and 4 novels rejected before he published anything. And as one who has from time to time played the publishing game, you learn both the vagaries, the politics, and the idiosyncrasies of what it means to be accepted for publication or rejected. And the latter is not always the result, although it is sometimes the result, of substandard work. In my line of work, the A answer that you typically get, or even the one you can most realistically hope for when you send a piece off for publication, is revise and resubmit. In other words, work on it. Endure to the point where you have a character. Revise and resubmit. Presumably Stephen King heard what editors said, took something from it, And of course, is now one of the most widely published authors that we have. But not without perseverance to become this character. I learned this last week when I got my On Wisconsin alumni magazine that the novelist Joyce Carol Oates is a fellow alumna of the University of Wisconsin. Didn't know that. She got a master's degree in English in 1961. Not bad. Except the master's degree she got was not the one that you seek. She got what's called a terminal master's degree. She was in a doctoral program, or wanted to be. And at the end of her master's thesis, defense, and examination, her thesis committee said, "Here's your master's degree. Have a nice day. The doctoral program is not for you. You'll never amount to much as a writer." Joyce Carol Oates. Who said this many years later? She said, "Sometimes an initial failure may release us in a new and appropriate channel of action. We have the power to redefine ourselves, to heal our wounds, to fight back. Revise and resubmit. Endurance produces character. We have the ability to redefine ourselves, to heal our wounds, and to fight back." Joyce Carol Oates was thrown out of the doctoral program in 1961. She received an honorary doctorate from the University of Wisconsin in 1999. At which point she says she is honored at the age of 61 as an indirect and yet irrefutable consequence of having failed at the age of 22. She has a second doctorate, honorary doctorate from Mount Holyoke College. She's been shortlisted for the Nobel Prize and now holds an endowed professorship in English at Princeton University. Endurance produces character. Now, not all of us have to, are able to, are in the right place at the right time to light it up that bright. But it is true for all of us that we are in a place at this moment, probably different than we would have expected 10, 20, 30 years ago. Often as the result of having failed in one sense or another, having endured, having developed the character to persevere, through the Spirit that guides us, St. Paul says. And this development of character, this being that we are, produces hope. Character produces hope. One of the next things we're doing in our research is developing another questionnaire for college students, looking at the relationship between religion, deviance, and depression, and self-esteem. We're working on a set of half a dozen or so questions that measure self-esteem. In a sense, asking our students to say to us, to what extent do you agree or disagree, that you're happy inside your own skin. I think it's characteristic of anybody between the ages of 18 and 22 that they are less happy inside their own skin, perhaps, than they will be 40 years later. Because they have learned so much. They have so much to learn, I should say, in the ensuing 40 years. To begin, in a way, to understand and echo Joyce Carol Oates, "I'm here at age 61, largely as a result of having failed at age 22. Character produces hope. And we develop a sense that at the end of the day, at the end of this day, somehow by the grace of God, we're where we belong. And we've become the being we were created to be initially. And it's taken us this long to figure it out." I was having a conversation a while back with a relatively new assistant professor in our department. He's 28, 29 years old, I suppose. He's been out of grad school for a couple of years. And if he continues on the pace he is, he's going to outpublish all of us. And I had just gotten this promotion that I'd been working for a while, which is the end of the line for me professionally. I'm happy where I am, and so be it. And so we were having this conversation, and I said, "Boy, you are in full-bore young gun mode, my friend, and I have just officially entered geezerhood." And we laughed a little bit, and he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, geezerhood is the goal of the young gun." He's right. And it'll take him a while to figure out that arriving at geezerhood has less to do with how many articles he publishes than the character he understands himself to be as he learns to deal with, confront, and cope with failure that has perhaps nothing to do with the quality of his work. I've got a piece coming out later this year linking Christian fundamentalism and domestic violence. We've been trying to get that thing published for 4 years in several different journals. Rejected in part, I think, because of the content, part of it because of politics, part of it because the first couple of times we submitted it, it needed work. But endurance produces character, and character produces hope. That even at this stage, there are still things to say, there are still things to learn, there are still new ways of understanding how we continue to develop into the character God created us to be. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Anyone worth being is worthy of the blood of Christ. We are who we're supposed to be. We're all a work in progress. Clichés and things that appear on lapel buttons and t-shirts and on the internet endure because there's a nugget of truth to them. Everybody's seen. Be patient with me, God's not finished with me yet. It's cute, especially when it's something that a kid is wearing. But it is at the essence the point of this gospel text. God is not finished with you yet. At whatever stage you are, well, you're who you need to be right now. Whether that's who you planned to be 30 years ago is irrelevant. Whether it's who you will continue to be in the future, also irrelevant. Anyone worth being is right where they belong in the body of Christ. Amen.